News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Minister of Education, Youth and Information, Senator Will Reid, says schools are benefiting from the effective management of principals trained and certified by the National College for Educational Leadership, NCEL. He is reiterating that the ministry's policy position is that no principal can be appointed to lead an educational institution unless he or she has done the requisite training at the NCEL.
We have seen tremendous result of that, where the schools now that have these trained and certified principals are emerging and they are doing very well. So we are seeing the return on investment from this policy. And we want to cascade that down for the vice principals, for the senior teachers and bursars, because we need to make sure we have people trained appropriately.
The government expects to see a 14% increase in the number of students engaged in HeartTrust NTA programs this year. That's the word from State Minister for Education, Youth and Information, Floyd Green, who points out that the ministry has set a target of having 134,000 young persons trained before the end of the academic year.
We have been expanding access to skills training. We want to ensure that right across the length and breadth of Jamaica, any young person who wants to go into skills, there is an avenue. That is why we have been merging the HeartTrust NTA with the National Youth Service, the Jamaica Foundation for Lifelong Learning. You come to the HeartTrust, it is a one-stop shop. We don't do a test, we do an assessment. And when you get assessed, we will put you on a pathway towards skills education.
Minister Green has also called on young persons to explore technical and vocational education and training as viable career options. The government is giving consideration to resuming the sitting of the National Drought Committee in response to the dry spell persisting in some areas of the country. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Dara Vaz, says the committee would give special attention to measures to be implemented in the event of a widespread drought.
The National Water Commission has indicated that the storage levels at Hermitage Dam have been falling gradually over the past few months, with the reduction in intake due to lower rainfall, and now stands at about 52% of capacity. Mona, however, Mr. Speaker, is nearly full. Although they have not yet instituted strict measures to restrict usage by their customers, this will inevitably be required if the forecast for below normal rainfall holds through the summer months.
Minister Vaz adds that reports from the Meteorological Service of Jamaica suggest that temperatures are expected to increase over the summer months. He is calling on citizens to conserve water in anticipation of below-average rainfall patterns. And Chairman of the Jamaica Special Economic Zone Authority, J.C. Metrisiaga, says the Special Economic Zone's SEZ landscape, when fully mature, will contribute significantly to Jamaica's economy. Mr. Siaga adds that SEZs will attract billions in investments and create hundreds of thousands of jobs in a range of sectors, including manufacturing, logistics, and business process outsourcing, BPO. In just under 2 years since its establishment, Mr. Siaga says the JCs already has on the ground more than $500 million in investments and over 5,000 jobs in SEZs.
Jamaica, with our talented people, our nearshore location, our robust telecommunications network, our track record, and our commitment to keeping our laws, regulations, and incentive frameworks as modern and investor-friendly as possible, makes Jamaica the ideal location for investment.
Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjuli James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
School's out. Are you running up the bills? More free time means more screen time and higher energy bills. Higher energy bills means less money to spend. Unplug tablets, phones, laptops, and other devices once they're charged and don't leave them charging overnight. Turn down the volume on the music and switch off electronics when they're not in use. You're in charge. Conserve energy and save money. A message from the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, the PCJ, your energy advisor.